Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com, home of the new Rattlesnake brand. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, filled with 50 million rounds of ammunition. 50 million rounds. That's not really something to whisper about, is it? I mean, that's a lot of ammo. They show it on the website. That means it's in stock. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I would be, right now, the details of all of this are sketchy, but I would be remiss if I don't mention this. Last night at about 9 p.m. in Charleston, South Carolina, at something called the AME Church, which is a historic church. Everybody in South Carolina has heard of that church. It's a historic Black American church. A white gunman walked in during a prayer meeting and began shooting in what authorities are describing as a hate crime. The pastor of the church was also a state senator for South Carolina. The gunman is being described as being clean-shaven or approximately 21 years old with sandy blonde hair and a slender build. And as of this particular moment, unless something has changed and I don't know about it, he's still at large. He's still out there. This is, I don't know the circumstances behind it. He shot and killed 9 people. There are people out there saying this looks like a professional hit. Like a professional hit, because he apparently, I don't know who was counting, but apparently he fired 9 times and killed 9 people. And at first glance, I would have to say that this guy's whole thing was that these people were black. I'm not going to sit here and try to... This disturbs me at my very base level, because more than once when I was stationed in Europe, I was staring across the border at an enemy that wanted to kill me because I was on that side. They were facing me. And the reason they wanted to kill me was because I was facing them. And that was it. We didn't know anything about each other or any other thing. Now, I was a soldier, so it was not, you know, I wasn't sitting there having some moral dilemma. But the thing is this. That's killing because you hate something indicates a real decay in your soul. And I'm sure that there will be a lot of people calling for the capture of this guy, and I'm sure that's, they can't go out and just kill him on sight. I mean, that's just at this particular point, they would be chastised for it. But I'll tell you this. It's a good thing I'm not in charge of the man. I'll put it that way. I don't care. The senator, pastor, 41 years old. 41 years old. To me, that seems awfully young nowadays. He was the youngest state senator when he was elected in 1996 at age 23. I'm almost certain he was a Democrat. He was probably anti-gun. All of that stuff, he did not deserve to die because he was black. Nobody deserves to die because they're black or yellow or green or plaid or beige. No. Or white. Nobody deserves to die for that. They need to hunt him down and find him. And if he does resist, okay, save us all the trouble in South Carolina of a trial. And go ahead and give him what he deserves. But that probably won't be what happens. There was apparently a bomb threat involved in this because they were trying to track him with some dogs and everything else, and they lost the scent. This is a guy that was a coward. This is a guy that went into a place of worship, into a church. I would have issues having to shoot somebody in a church, even if it was in self-defense. I certainly wouldn't do it purposely. This guy walked into a church at a prayer meeting with people of all ages and pulled out a gun and started shooting people. Don't know. Probably, I'm gonna go along. Like I said, there's no details coming out of this. Don't know if he knew these people or anything else, but I'm going to presume he didn't. I'm going to presume he just shot them because he had some sort of axe to grind because they were black. You know, maybe he got mugged by a black person. Maybe he had a teacher that was stern with him that was black. I don't know. I don't know. But he went after a bunch of people he didn't know. I don't think he knew these people. And he summarily executed them. The consummate coward. Shooting people just because they're black. He's described as wearing a gray sweatshirt with blue jeans and Timberland boots. Of course, everybody's getting out there. All the politicians are getting out there in a crying situation. As I, you know, if I didn't think they were doing it just to be, for it to be seen that, you know, Jeb Bush put out a little Twitter thing. I hate this. Because he's running for president, you know, I'm cynical about that kind of thing. This church traces its roots back to 1816. During the Civil War, the parishioners there, so devoted to it, worshipped underground. But they've always gone to that church. So today, in the United States, this is what we have precipitated. This is what we have let. We have led up to this point to where a white kid, for no other reason other than the fact that he hates something, will walk in somewhere and summarily execute 9 people because they're black. Be proud. I'm not saying that you guys did this. Absolutely not. But, I mean, this is what we got. This is what pop culture has given us. This is what we get for not paying attention, for not having family values, for not teaching morals. Somebody didn't teach this kid anything. He was allowed to grow up on his own, permissively. Nothing's too good for him. He couldn't control himself. He went out, he got mad, he got a gun, he killed 9 people. This is the difference. And you know what? Sheepdog wolves and sheep, there were no sheepdogs at the AME church, regretfully. I wish to God I could have been there. I wish I could have seen him coming. Not so anybody would pat me on the back, but because 9 people don't deserve to die because they're simply black. I'm sure that, you know, I've talked to people before that believe that. But you got to look up to see my fourth point of contact, pal. What a world. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. The three principals there, they bring 80 years of experience purveying ammo to the forefront. That means getting it and selling it. They're used to it coming in, they're used to it going out, and they price it to move. They price it to move because they don't want anything gathering dust. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, a lot of people are sitting around and, you know, we're watching Colt as they file for Chapter 11. One thing that's missing, though, is part of the explanation as to what might have precipitated their fall from grace. You see, during the 1990s, the cult CEO, his name was Ronald L. Stewart, and he spent a lot of his time when he wasn't CEOing at Colt pushing for gun control and also overarching federal regulation over guns, which he thought would be better than state-by-state variations in gun laws. In July of 1998, Philly.com reported that Stewart was advocating a comprehensive federal firearms law, including the creation of a federal gun permit. He wanted gun owners to be licensed, tested, and subjected to mandatory safety training. Now, this was the CEO of Colt saying this, not a Democratic politician, not Bill Clinton, not the Brady campaign. And he was not shy about defending his gun control push when gun owners cried foul and called for boycotts of Colt manufacturing. And when he defended himself, he only made things worse for himself and the company. He said, as an example, "I'm trying to address the question of how do you operate the gun safely so you don't injure somebody. It doesn't make sense to stake out a position that is perceived by the public to be anti-safety. I'm not a gun nut. I'm not even a member of the NRA. You've got the CEO of Colt saying he's not a gun nut or a member of the NRA. That was in 1998, and now they're in bankruptcy here in 2015. In a, he also tried to, he steered Colt in the direction of law enforcement and expanded in the military market. And he also wanted to have a focus with smart gun technology even back then, which is a de facto means of gun control. So, you know, this chapter in their history sort of explains why, you know, Colt doesn't make the M4 platform for the military anymore. That's the purview of FN. FN got that contract from them. Colt makes very good handguns, except to get a Colt handgun, You may need to miss a few mortgage payments. Now, they are good guns. I don't know if they're so far out of the box that good, that much better than any other gun out there to where they can be three times the price. And I think therein lies the problem. Now, I can draw quite a few parallels to some of the companies operating in here today that everybody just loves. Glock. Which I carry Glocks, I own Glocks, I like Glocks, love them. Gaston Glock couldn't care less about you as a market, though. He's sitting out there going, "I've got 70% of law enforcement. I don't need the civilian market. I've got this program and that. I've got this all led up. It's all set up to where they want Glock. It's cheaper for them to get Glock. I have got it locked up for years to come. And I'll be dead. I'll be dead before I have to worry about that going away." That really doesn't make it out there in the open very much. But that's the way he feels about us. Then there's H&K. H&K, they led to the demise of Jerry Tsai, who was the editor of Recoil magazine, when he simply quoted their literature about a particular type of gun that H&K says was never intended for the civilian market, which if you look out at the landscape of the guns that are out there for sale, somewhere out there, most of them can find their way into the hands of civilians. If you've got the money, you can, or if you have the right kind of licensing, because with some of these guns, some of these very exotic, fully automatic weapons, yes, there's licensing involved. But yes, you can get pretty much any gun that's out there. So, for them to get out there and say, "This gun is never intended for the civilian market," which I don't even remember what the gun was called. I just remember that it almost killed Recoil magazine because Jerry Tsai didn't write in his little review, according to the H&K literature, and had some 4.5 millimeter ammunition. It was neither a bullpup or a pistol. It was very small. But H&K only recently have begun to develop and try to embrace the civilian market because they are, you know, recently their rifle, which I believe they call the G36, recently the German army kicked it out, said, no, this ain't working. When you lose a contract of that magnitude, no matter how big the military is, that's a whole lot of guaranteed money that's gone away, so you've got to make that up somewhere. There's other brands out there, the Sig Sauer. I've never heard them say anything bad. Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson has been out there for gun control before, and they suffered. Bill Ruger, when he was still alive at Ruger, Sturm Ruger Incorporated, he said some things, and Ruger suffered a little bit for that. So these guys that get out there, they don't really understand where they came from, and sometimes they just sort of forget who made them what they are. Colt, this is what you reap. I'm not going to lose an ounce of sleep if Colt goes away, if they get broken up. Yes, that is a venerable brand, and Samuel Colt did start a lot of things, but Samuel Colt never foresaw Ronald Stewart running his company. He never saw that coming. If Samuel Colt was here, he would probably find Ronald Stewart and show him why Colt made everybody equal for doing this to his company, because at the end of the day, wouldn't it be nice if all of these companies, like Facebook, got out there and they wanted to start social media. So they started social media. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to listen to Zuckerberg about climate change and political agendas and all this other stuff? Just get me out there to where I get more likes and, you know, friends and all this other stuff. Don't worry about what I'm talking about. Don't worry about what I'm doing or who I'm voting for. Just do what you did to get big. And continue to do that. I don't need you to branch out. If you want to have a hobby, go ahead. But otherwise, shut up. Because, you know, just because you got out there and had a good idea, that doesn't mean that you're a genius. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach your reaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Talked to Scott Blick yesterday. We're getting ready to order some 308 ammo because we're going to start. We're going to start the review of the Fulton Armory M14 EBR. Okay, that's interesting up there on the stack. anyway, check them out. Well, and they're gone. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Did they have the wrong number coming in from Memphis, or did they want to talk about something and change their mind? Who knows? Who knows? Wrong number! Did we win the lottery or the sweepstakes or something? It doesn't matter. A lot of concealed carry instructors, when you go to them, they will helpfully describe something they refer to as dual force. In law enforcement, dual force generally refers to an officer or deputy presenting two levels of force, lethal and non-lethal, simultaneously, and it has a civilian application in dealing with real-world tactical situations. Now, most states, in a moment of self-defense, will allow a gun to be displayed when you can clearly articulate that you were confronted with the threat of lethal force or grievous bodily injury. The problem comes if you are confronted with a threat that might go bad, but you can't morally or legally justify lethal force. I'm trying to understand that one. Here's why I'm trying to understand this one. If I draw my weapon on a crowd of youths and I start trying to back away from them, okay? If I start trying to back away from them and they continue to follow me, if they continue to chase me, hasn't it gone bad? And if you've got a gun in your hand that you're not going to shoot, why did you carry it in the first place? If I draw a gun and I'm not shooting, it may be because I'm trying to extricate myself from something. I can't ever actually honestly look at you and tell you that's happening in any particular circumstance, however. I can't think of it. I mean, I'm not even gonna talk about what I might do it from, because that's just too horrible to consider. An example of dual force would be having a gun at the low ready position on the strong side and a can of OC spray extended toward the threat in the other hand. This tactic might be employed if something went bump in the night, but you could not establish whether it presented a lethal threat. If you got kids that sneak out of the house and everything, I can understand that. But then again, to me, that's why God made flashlights. Here's the thing about dual force. I look at these videos. My youngest son likes to go to Reddit a lot, and there's this part on Reddit called EDC, Everyday Carry. Now, my everyday carry that I carry when I leave the house is massive. It is massive because I carry cameras, and I don't really have a wallet anymore. I have a notebook, and it's just a lot of stuff. However, when I'm walking, if I'm walking in a crowded place, if I am out of the car and walking around in a crowded place, both of my hands are going to be free. I'm going to make sure I accommodate that and make that happen. The cameras are carried in a camera bag, which I can throw over my shoulder. And my gun hand is definitely free. It is definitely free. But I look at some of these EDCs that some people carry, and I know they're not carrying around a camera bag to carry around some of this stuff. You know, I'm just looking at all the stuff and everything. And first question I say is, what kind of pants are you wearing? Are you wearing a big heavy coat in the middle of July in Arizona? You know, that kind of thing. Right now here in South Carolina today, it's going to be 99 degrees, and I'm in the upcountry. I'm where it's cooler. And it's cooler here. It's only going to be 99. So when you're talking about EDC, sometimes you have to get out there and maybe start to take it down a notch. Take it down a notch. And I don't carry pepper spray. I'm not going to carry pepper spray. Now, my notebook has an ink pen attached to it. Now, I can snatch that ink pen out. And using some of Jason Curl's Jeet Kune Do tricks, I can stick the ink pen in your eye socket. And that might be considered a non-lethal response, but I'm not really sure. Sounds sort of gruesome to me. I don't look at anybody who's willing to attack me as harmless, however. If somebody's out there and they're putting up their fist like they want to go into fisticuffs, you know, let's box. I'm not concerned with being fair with this guy. I don't bother anybody. I never walk up, you know, I would have to see some sort of an assault going on to get involved in it. Words, I don't get involved in. Gestures, I don't get involved in. So I don't bother anybody. So if somebody squares up on me, I'm not going to sit back and say, I'm going to challenge my hand-to-hand combat skills, circa 54 years old, after a heart attack. I want to see how good I am. Time to prove myself. Nope, I'm not going to do that. If this pilgrim is serious and he's getting up there and he's squaring up on me, he's going to be looking at a barrel. And it's going to look like a drainage pipe being pointed at him. I think that's sort of a phenomenon. I have no idea. Somebody's asking me, how do I conceal carry in a bikini? Well, I so rarely wear them, I'm not concerned with it. There's a lot of things you can do. At a certain point, you've got to get a little practical about it. Now, if you're out there and you're practicing martial arts and everything, and you can do a parry and then poke in the eye and kick in the groin, okay, go for it. But you still got to run away. You still got to run away. If you carry a flashlight, now a flashlight is a good weapon to have, and I do carry a flashlight in my camera bag, and the bezel around the front of it is jagged. It's designed to actually be mounted on a weapon and jammed into wood to actually be a brace for the gun. I could take that and, I guess, poke them with it. But why would I do that? I've got to get so close to them to do it. And, you know, this when you're dealing with people that have never been involved in this kind of thing, if they're not mixed martial artists or Jeet Kune Do masters or They're ex-special forces, and they just got off of the plane, and they just got free, and they just got put back on the block. Most people are not going to be able to get into a hand-to-hand confrontation competently. I mean, that's just reality. I mean, I'm feeling better than I have in a long time. Do I want to get in a hand-to-hand confrontation with anyone? No. No, I do not. And I avoid these things. And that's the thing. If I'm trying to avoid something at all costs, and I can't get away from it, I'm not going to sit back there and try to go, you know, of course, this would be the perfect time to employ dual force to show him the error of his ways. I'm not doing that. I'm pulling the gun out. If I feel like I am in a bad situation that I cannot extricate myself from, I'm going to change the thought process of the guy causing the problem. The guy or guys. Or, you know, not to be sexist, with the gal. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. At a certain point, I'm going to try to make a, I've got to make a quick decision, and if they go that way, hey, fine. I came to this game to play too. Except I came to play to win. And that will change the dynamic, because at that point when I draw a gun, if they have a gun, I'm going to have to watch their hands as soon as I draw it. And if they do try to go for something that looks like they're going for a gun, I'm going to have to make another fast decision, aren't I? But once again, I try to avoid these things. And I do a very good job, because you've noticed I haven't talked about not being able to avoid one of these things. So if you want to use dual force, get out there, train to use the OC spray and everything else. I just carry so much stuff, it's just beyond me to seriously consider carrying one more thing. Because I got too many other things I'm concerned with. I do carry the gun, though. The gun and spare ammo. Which I guess, what was it? Who was it that said ammo sexual? I like that. Ammo sexual. Yeah. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA on a Thursday. I left out the word studio, didn't I? From the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. When you navigate over to AmmunitionDepot.com and you're looking under your selected caliber, whatever you see on the website is exactly what is available. They're not teasing you. They're not trying to lead you on. They don't want you to order and pay and wait. They don't do that. And the reason they don't do that is they don't have to. They keep 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Professor Robert Spitzer, or Spitzer, whatever his name is, of S-U-N-Y, Cortland, posted an op-ed to the L.A. Times last week seeking to explain the so-called trend of buying quote-unquote assault weapons, which is a factually erroneous term, politically motivated. But he's trying to explain why they've become so popular Americans, especially in recent years. His imprecision with the nomenclature throughout the opinion piece is distracting because he bounces back and forth from assault weapon, which can be anything on a case-by-case basis, to AR-15, which is actually truly only the Armalite version of the civilian semi-automatic only 5.56 rifle. To assault rifle, which is actually any rifle that has a fully automatic selector switch on it. And he refers to all those three terms as if they're the same gun. And this guy's written 5 books about firearms, all anti-gun, of course, but, you know. Assault rifle, by the way, is a precise military term for a selective fire intermediate caliber weapon, which was originated with the World War II development. The German STG-44, literally the Storm Rifle 44, and it was developed to storm or assault enemy positions. assault weapon was coined by Josh Sugarman in the 1980s to put together a little bit of an emotional response when people heard it. AR-15, you know, I just explained what that is. The core of his editorial makes the argument that Americans are buying these things for the following reasons. First, assault weapons acquisition has become a form of political expression. Going and buying an AR weapon has become our new gun aficionados version of hell no, we won't go. Second, some buy these weapons because of their enticement as a forbidden fruit. This is him projecting this. Liberals can't control themselves. They see something that entices them, the forbidden fruit. They don't have the discipline to resist that. But so he's doing a little projection there. The third reason appears everywhere, yet hides in plain sight. To some, assault weapons, especially with a larger capacity magazine, are fun to shoot, a fact hardly lost on gun advocates. Well, he's not entirely wrong with that particular point. He misses the largest and most obvious reason that Americans buying firearms suited for contemporary militia use. There's a large and growing percentage of the American citizenry, laughably far more than the 1% that the good professor hypothesized. They're buying these types of firearms because they don't trust the federal government. And what appears to be regular and growing abuses of power far in excess of their constitutional authority. We all see this. We all see this. And it really is that simple. For the military veteran, you know, these things, just the fact that they don't have the fully automatic chatter switch on it, that doesn't mean anything to us. We did most of our shooting in semi-auto anyway. We like to conserve our ammunition. American government, indeed every government in human history, inevitably creeps towards tyranny. It does. It is in the parasitical nature of government to leech power and individual liberty from the citizenry. And our founding fathers realized this and knew this very clearly. They embraced Locke's views on the right of revolution and decided to go to war against a tyrannical government to reassert their sacred liberty when the government became too corrupt and overbearing to be reformed from within. There is a significant portion of people in this country today that feels that, and I am becoming one of them with each and every passing day, I feel that all three branches of the federal government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, have gone astray. And they're making it up as they go. And they're making it up as they go because that fits their need to consolidate power. And nowhere in there making it up as they go is the lexicon of serving the citizenry. Many feel that same way about their state governments. They're saying the figures in New York and Connecticut may be as high as 85% of the people that own assault weapons have failed to register them. They were ordered to do so by their governments, and they basically dared the government to attempt to confiscate these things. Well, here's the thing. If you and I were to sit down, and let's pick any politician, shall we? Let's pick Lindsey Graham, senior senator from South Carolina. Lindsey Graham is he's a member of the military in some form or fashion in the adjutant general office as a lawyer, of course. I don't know what rank he holds in or anything, but I mean, he has a passing knowledge of military and military style stuff. He owns at least one AR-15 type rifle, makes a great deal out of that he owns it. Now, as much time as he spends in Washington, D.C., it's probably somewhere in Oconee County, South Carolina, because he can't have it up there. He spends a lot of time in D.C. If we were to sit down and say, Senator Graham, do you understand that increasingly, it's becoming apparent to us that no matter what we do at the ballot box, and no matter what we do as far as once we elect you guys to to office that we obviously have no control over you at all. You're going to do whatever you want. And the problem with that is we are your boss. We never told you to go out and freelance all of these positions, and yet you do this anyway. You understand, of course, that one day this could build the critical mass, and then this could cause a full-on physical violent revolt. What you're going to get, and this would be from any politician I've ever met, what you're going to get is an incredulous little smile, maybe a little bit of a laugh, and you're going to be labeled a wing nut or an extremist, whichever you prefer. They don't look at it. And I understand it. I get it completely. We live in a world today where people are so distracted. I'm sitting around and I'm talking, let's talk about immigration. Let's talk about the cost of things in Obamacare. Let's talk about the unconstitutional way the government runs. Let's talk about seizures of power. Let's talk about anything you want to talk about. And I'll bet you 80% of the time, somebody's going to be looking at me. They'll look at me blankly, and then they'll be like, do you know what I saw on the Kardashians last night? Do you know who won Dancing with the Stars? Did you see the ending episode of Breaking Bad, the finale? Wasn't that good? They have taken to living their lives vicariously in media. They're narcissists, so they get out there, and they have a Facebook page, and they think they have fans and followers. They've got a Twitter account and an Instagram account. They take a picture every time they buy a milkshake. These things are tools that are used by a lot of people for a lot of really good things. Thank you. I'm being told that Lindsay is in a colonel in the Air Force Reserves. And I get that. But, I mean, there's some people that get out there and say, just went and had a bowel movement. It was glorious. Waiting for the likes to come on Facebook. Those out there that would look at me or look at the people I know and scoff at our beliefs, as folly, you can do that if you wish, but you know what? You're really doing that at your own peril. Coming up next from G-Code, Robin Knapp. We're going to talk about the new contact line. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.